Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Balance, the only sports talk show that gives a well-balanced diet of sports. Host Tom Marquis and the gang are ready to break down this week in sports. This is the one place where fanatics can come together and talk about their favorite teams. The Balance brings you an analytical breakdown of sports from a fan's point of view. So sit back and get ready. It's time for The Balance.
Fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Ooh.
All right, my minions, it's Sunday. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente, and you're my minions, and it is so good to make your acquaintance on a Sunday afternoon. How about those Indianapolis Colts? Let me tell you what. What a stunning victory for the Indianapolis Colts against the Detroit Lions out there in Detroit. Un-freaking-believable. Luck stuns the Lions. That's much as for sure. And what a fantastic win it was on the road. Yet another feather in the cap for Mr. Andrew Luck. Certainly has all the makings of being a rookie of the year type quarterback. And just took a full advantage of that last shot into the end zone and didn't stop. They could have given up, and they didn't make it happen. Luck threw a 14-yard touchdown pass to Donnie Avery with no time left to lift the Colts to a 35-33 comeback win over the Detroit Lions today. That was just a little bit ago. I tell you what, with the final seconds ticking away, that rookie quarterback moved up in the pocket and flipped the short pass to Avery. Man, oh, man, was it sweet. Well, I know you're here to talk some racing, so we're going to definitely get into that here in just a moment. The boys from Radio Speed Talk will be joining us and talking about everything that goes fast. So certainly want to make sure that you guys also are following us on our Facebook, The Balance, and on Twitter, T Balance. So, you know, I tell you what, I just am excited to be a part of the show every Saturday morning, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. I mean, you guys are the best audience in the world, and we're so glad to bring you a part of it. Also, our partner sports, Indy Pro Sports as well. Well, guys, we're going to take a short break, and when we get back, we're going to jump right in to Radio Speed Talk.
Austin, astronaut, a man barely alive. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man. Steve Austin will be that man. Better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster.
All right, welcome back. Got Tiny behind the boards. Kenny Barr, Cliff Tanner coming at you.
Go speed racer, go!
He's up and flying and begun to car around the track. He's jamming down the pedal like he's never coming back. Adventure's waiting just ahead. Go Speed Racer, Go Speed Racer, Go Speed Racer, go!
Time for Speed Talk with host Cliff Tanner.
You have a beautiful speaking voice.
I'm special and you're not.
From AMA to IRL and NHRA.
Sorry, gentlemen, I'm not a fan of that.
Even NASCAR.
Ooh, I'm ready for NASCAR.
In-person interviews and giveaways.
Incredible talent, incredible variety, like never seen on any other show before.
Along with the ride, as always, is Kenny Bard. You can always visit the gang at RadioSpeedTalk.com.
All right, folks, welcome to Speed Talk. Wow, we are... I don't know how we're going to get this show in, but we're loaded for bear today, I'm telling you. You know, we're going to have some fun today. Unfortunately, fortunately, however you want to look at it, Kenny Barr is not going to be with us this week because he's going to be doing some basketball games for the high school level. But anyway, we're going to have some fun. We're going to talk about F1. We have to talk about that.
So we got no do you know from Kenny.
Oh, we know a lot of things. Do we know that Kenny Barr is really... No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about. We'll get to that in a second. RadioSpeedTalk.com. Check us out there. If you catch us before the 30th, you can still enter the contest. We've got some pretty good entries, so you can do that. Again, you can catch Kenny Barr.
Kenny Barr 52 on Twitter, and it's KENNYBARR 52. Because we've never spelled it out, so there we go.
Well, there you go, because while we were trying to figure out how to solve all the world's problems, Tom decided that we haven't told anybody how to spell Kenny Barr, so that's
well,
a good idea.
Well, it could be an E at the end of N, you know, it could be a Kenny with an E in it, and it could be a single R for Barr, so.
That's true. Well, I'm Radio Speed Talk, too, and that's all one word with a two on the end.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can also go to the website, and all of our... email address.
Yeah, you can go to catch us there.
Install this or do anything you want. So,
well, anyway, that was Tom Wolf you heard there. We've got a special guest who may or may not talk today. He hasn't decided. Steve Ryan's joined us. He's a good friend of the show. And he's been a few things with us racing-wise.
He's security.
That's right. He's our security, except he didn't help me not get a ticket in Indianapolis. Remember? Oh, anyway.
Remember, you were sailing along at about 110 miles an hour, and the ticket was only written for about 19 over the speed limit. So.
No, I was not. Come on. I was only going 81.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Let's stick with that. But, hey, I have a great photo of that, and we should put that on the website.
It was on the website at one time, I think. I think we need to put it back up. The only time I've ever been pulled over is somebody actually took a picture behind his back. I mean, it was interesting, but... Yeah, that's why we no longer have the speed junkie on the back of my van, because I think that had a lot to do with it. But anyway, it was kind of a boring week in racing last week.
Well, after the finish at the last NASCAR race.
Which was kind of boring, too.
Yeah, it was totally boring. I wouldn't watch it again at all.
Anyway, next week when Kenny comes back, we're going to basically review the whole season in NASCAR, the Camping World and everything, NHRA, and we'll do the F1. To
ARCA.
Right. We'll talk IRL. About that. Some of the things to look forward to next year. Man, I can't even talk today. See, you got me all tongue-tied, all the stuff on the outside here.
Well, that's what I do.
But anyway, we're going to talk F1. We're going to talk about the snowball a little bit. That's a big event that is always run with some of the younger guys coming up. And I'm kind of surprised to find out Stephen Wallace is coming into that. We'll talk about that a little bit. And then we're going to talk about some of the crazy things that happened in the last couple of segments this year in racing. I guess it doesn't necessarily have to be just in the NASCAR series or, you know, any of their.
No, we can
there was
all
kinds of good stuff going on.
Absolutely.
You know, so we're just going to have some fun and kick back. And Steve, anytime you want to kick in, just kick in. And we're just here to have fun.
You got
to
turn the mic on, though.
Remember, turn the mic on, yeah. And don't try to eat it like you're on. Anyway. But F1 this week, again, you know, F1 is kind of a different sport. And I want to talk about that a little bit here in a few minutes with Tom. And Tom's actually been to the event down in Indianapolis, and we'll talk about that. But it always seems to be dominated by one guy for so many years. I mean, Michael Schumacher won it 9 times in a row, actually retired, came back. By the way, he did retire again, and he ended up in 13th for the season. But he also missed like 4 or 5 races, and they talked him into coming back out of retirement. And rumor has it, and I've been trying to keep an eye on this, rumor has it he may be shooting some IRL next year or so. But Sebastian Vettel wins again. Fernando Alonso gave him a heck of a run. Lewis Hamilton was up there. Jason Button, Mark Webber, those guys all ran pretty well all year long. But I got to tell you, I was watching, and I don't think we talked about this before, but I was watching F1, I believe it was 2 weeks ago. And I want to say congratulations on the great editing team there for Speed Channel, as they were like way off on the beep button as Vettel threw 2 Fs. Alonso threw a couple Fs all through the interview at the end of the race. But, you know, Sebastian Vettel has always been a guy, you know, last couple of years with the show, we've always done a contest every week to see who wins. And I've always picked Vettel, and he always did well by me. But it comes a point when you're watching this racing, and it's fun sometimes, but sometimes it's boring. I mean, there's really not much to it, and I want to talk about that a little bit.
All right.
A lot of people say what a great thing it is now that we brought it into Houston in the United States last year. Well, or this last season here. But when you think about it, we've been to Indianapolis. Where else have we been? I know we've been a couple places in the United States.
We've been to Detroit on the island, and it was a great road course, and everyone knows I'm all for road courses. So.
And that was one of the things we were talking about off the air, Tom.
Yeah.
F1... Like I said, I'm not a big road course fan other than IRL. IRL, there's something about IRL that makes it good. Grand Am, I do like watching some of those guys running on there every once in a while.
Right.
But when you get into the F1, I mean, the F1 is just, I don't even know how to explain what kind of car it is. It's
a high-tech car, and it kind of resembles an Indy car, but I think there's a little bit more to it.
Right.
But I think there's also, you know, I don't know where you want to go with it. So
wherever you feel you want to go.
The problem I have with Formula One in the States is I don't think people appreciate that you get team orders, and you've got an owner that owns 2 cars. And if one guy is at the top of the championship, you get team orders for the other car to either get out of the way or block. I don't know if they can block or whatever. But,
oh, yeah, they can block big time.
You know, I'm just not really sure that we've tried it in Indy. We've tried it in Detroit. Now we're in Austin. I mean, where else can we take it to? The streets of New York City? If we do that, I'd like to see taxi cabs in there mixed in with it. You know what I'm saying? Do we go to L.A.? I don't think so, because they'd sit on Interstate 10 and not go anywhere.
Right.
I don't know why the fans in the States don't pick up on Formula One like the rest of the world has done that. That's all I'm saying.
The exact same reason, and I will say this till the day I die, and nobody's going to be able to change my mind. It's the same reason it took IRL a long time to get back after the split with Emmett Kart. Okay? When you start bringing in a lot of foreign people to the United States in racing, you're doomed.
Well, I would disagree with that. I would disagree with that. The split between Kart and IRL was a difference of opinion between a lot of owners that had a lot of money and Tony George, who has a lot of money.
I don't disagree with that.
So you end up with a lot of... I think this could be a topic for another show. I mean, I could talk all night on the split between Kart and IRL.
So could I.
So I'm just trying to, you know, where is Formula One in the U.S. is what we're talking about.
Well, that's what I'm telling you. And I'm not saying that foreigners should not be allowed to drive here, but Indianapolis 500 ran after Kart left. Those guys wouldn't come over. Most of the people were foreign, and it took a long time for even the Indy 500 to get this popularity going. It still, I don't think, has reached where it can, but part of that is, I don't know if that's maybe the way that the league is run, or is because Danica's gone now, or, you know, I don't know. But I don't think the F1 will ever go here as long as, maybe, you know, you talk about team orders. I mean, the same thing goes on in NASCAR. You don't necessarily hear about it,
right,
you know, or see it,
right,
you know, per se. But F1, look at Juan Pablo. He's not very popular here. I mean, he's been in NASCAR, and, you know, obviously we'll talk about him a little bit later too, I'm sure. But I just don't think it's going to do. It has nothing to do with the split, per se, of the IRL and Kart. It's America has a hard time embracing foreign racers coming in.
Well, I think the other part of that, too, is that we don't have a U.S. driver that has come up through the ranks and is in Formula
exactly.
One. And every time we get one that they try, it's like they try and shove them up through the series too fast, and then they throw them into that rank, and they don't have time to mature, and they don't have time to develop in that car. And that car is a different animal
totally.
Than IRL,
right.
And it's a different car, obviously, than NASCAR and Nationwide or the Truck Series or even a Wing Sprint. So how do you get someone from America into the Formula One series with a reasonable expectation that they can succeed? And then we haven't seen anything like that since Andretti, you know, Mario
right.
did it, you know? And I think that's part of the problem why that series can't gain popularity here.
Well, you know, if you want to take a look at what happened at Houston this year, I mean, the numbers for the four-day event out there was astronomical. And if they could get somebody to come through, that, you know, an American-born or something like that, that will stick with it, and that's the problem. Or, you know, I guess I don't know.
Well, and that's the problem. How do you develop a driver to go into Formula One in the United States? And
Tony
I don't
Stewart.
Think there's a... Well, I think Tony Stewart could drive anything. Tony
exactly.
Stewart could take a tractor, put a motor in it, and drive it on anything. You
yes,
know?
I agree.
You know, there's a couple of guys like that. So,
well, we'll have to take some more time on it and get it in depth and maybe take a poll, you know, and see what people think, why that happens. But I don't know why F1 won't go here, but I think that's the biggest thing. And, again, I'm probably going to get called racist and everything else in the book for that, but I really don't care. All right, folks. That was our first segment. When we come back, we're going to talk about the snowball. And what do we do now about racing? But anyway, we'll be right back. You're listening to Speed Talk.
199 left, and baby, it all comes down to this.
Your talk show for NASCAR.
Yeah, now that's what I'm talking about.
The Balance Online.
It's time for Speed Talk. With host Cliff Tanner.
You have a beautiful speaking voice.
I'm special and you're not.
From
welcome back to Speed Talk. We've got Tom Rick and special silent guest over there, Steve Ryan.
Even NASCAR.
We've got Laura and Tiny on the board. Timer's trying to make some sound good. Our flip tanner. RadioSpeedTalk.com.
Incredible
variety
like never seen on any other show.
You know, hey, let us know how we're doing.
With
let us know what you want to hear.
Kenny Barr.
Check out any show you want to see.
Visit the gang at RadioSpeedTalk.com.
And on Twitter, you're on there.
All right, folks, welcome to Speed Talk. Wow. I don't know how we're going to get this show in. We're voted for bear today, I'm telling you.
All right.
You know, we're
going to
have some fun today. Unfortunately, we're
on Twitter.
Well,
Kenny's
unfortunately, Harry won't look at it.
Yeah,
check
Kenny
us out
Barr
on Facebook.com. Radio Speed Talk as well. Yeah,
high school level.
Either
way,
anyway, we're going to have some fun. We're going to talk about F1.
But anyway,
we were talking about Formula One, and Tom and I were talking a little bit off the air.
We know a lot of things
about his experience.
We know that Kenny Barr went to the first inaugural one.
But anyway, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. We'll get to that in a second. RadioSpeedTalk.com. Check us out there.
Yeah, but you know,
if you catch us before the 30th, you can still enter the contest. We got some pretty good entries, so you can do that. Again, you can catch Kenny Barr.
Kenny Barr from 52 you know, out on field, obviously,
Twitter,
all the way up to
and
everything
we do
today. NNYBARR 52. Because we've never spelled it out. So there we go.
Well, there you go. Because while we were trying to figure out how to solve all the world's problems, Tom decided that we haven't told anybody how to spell.
We're used to going to NASCAR races.
That's a good idea.
Bring in their coolers full of beer and they check it and they're
in.
But I mean, these were full bar setups with hard liquor.
That's true. Well, I'm Radio Speed Talk too, and that's all one word.
Well, no, I'm just saying. No, it was.
And
it was
website,
but it was
all of our.
It was obvious,
address,
right? You know what I'm saying? Because
there,
of all
you know,
the signs that were up. And
well, anyway, that was Tom Wolf.
Was
you heard there. We've got
a
special guest who may or may not talk today. He hasn't decided.
The people really
Steve
enjoy
Ryan joining us. He's a good friend of the show.
You
know,
when you're in a situation
us,
like here,
right? You do see a lot of people from all over the world.
That's right. He's our
security.
Yes, they're all over the world. Where
not get a ticket in Indianapolis. Remember?
Did you see a lot of American people there?
If you remember, you were sailing along at about 110 miles an hour, and the ticket was only sitting in
about
19 over the speed limit. So turns 3 and 4 at Indy, where you could see the inside loop, obviously.
But
and
hey,
we were sitting in a section of a lot of British people.
It was
people.
On the website at one time, I think. I think we need
and
to put it back up.
The
only time I've ever been pulled over
time.
Is somebody actually
and
took
the other
a picture behind his back.
Be, you know,
it was interesting.
Between a race
yeah.
of NASCAR
yeah.
and
yeah,
F1.
That's why we no longer have the speed junkie
like to,
on the back
like
of my van.
They like to hang their, or put their Ferrari flag on a pole.
Anyway.
Fiat flag or whatever team, and they're
kind
waving around in the stands, and they're running
week.
Up and down
well,
the aisle.
It
was a different experience, quite frankly, from going to a normal NASCAR race.
Yeah, surprised you didn't have a soccer game break out.
Yeah, exactly.
And Steve brought up a point. You know, you can come in if you want. But anyway, you know, next week when Kenny comes back, we're going
to
basically review
come to mind
the whole season in NASCAR
race. I mean,
the Camping World.
All racing is.
NHRA and we'll do the F1
yeah I mean and maybe that's why they'll catch on
some of the things
here.
To look
we talked
for next
about that a little bit you know they've tried it
forward
Indy.
To next year
you know
man I can't
if you can't make it
see you got me all tongue-tied on,
I don't know what you can
outside,
do to get it to
anyway we're going to talk F1
I mean
we're going to talk
know,
about the snowball
whether you like
a little
Tony
bit
George
that's
or
a big
not,
event
what they
that,
did to the track to be able to
with some of the younger guys
the
coming
road
up
course
and,
in there
kind of surprised to find out Stephen Wallace is coming in
Formula
we'll talk about that a little bit
and
then we're
going to
talk about some of the surprising some of the crazy things that happened in the last couple of segments this year racing I guess it doesn't necessarily have to be
you know obviously we had
the
tire debacle then
you go to
Detroit.
There was all kinds of good stuff going on. So we're just going to have some fun and kick back.
Arguably, you can
Steve,
say.
Steve, anytime you want to kick in, just kick in.
That's where the automobile industry mic on, though, was found. And I know some Europeans
from the
man, we
yeah.
did this stuff over
and
here.
And don't try to
I mean,
eat it.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Laura,
anyway. And you can't make it in Detroit.
But F1 this week.
I'm a road course fan. And
you know, F1
if you can't
is kind
run
of a different
road
sport, and I'm
going to
talk about that a little
like
bit here
did.
In a few minutes with
I don't
Tom.
Think you can
and
run it anywhere.
Actually been to
I didn't watch
down
the
in Indianapolis,
F1
we'll talk
race
about
in Austin.
That.
I'll let you,
but
you know, speak to that.
It always
you,
seems
you
to be dominated by one guy
see it
for so many
and they can
years.
Get
I mean,
initial
Schumacher,
crowds
Michael
early,
Schumacher won it 9 times in a row.
It just takes
actually retired, came back, by the way,
He did retire.
Well, and that
again.
Was one of the biggest mistakes
he ended up in 13th,
I think,
for the season.
F1 did.
But he also missed like four or five races. And
was the race was
back
running
out of retirement.
At the exact
and rumor
same
has
the NASCAR race.
And I've
so
been trying to keep
hard,
an eye on this. Rumor has it he may be shooting some
as you know,
next year, so.
You know, when you're into that.
But Sebastian Vettel wins again.
Night.
Fernando Alonso gave him a heck of a run.
I mean, you don't have
Lewis Hamilton
watch.
Was up
so
there. Jason Button, and Mark Webber, those guys all ran pretty well
said that
all
it
year
was,
long.
It was pretty good.
But I got to tell you, I was watching.
What is pretty good?
We talked about this.
You know, everybody's got.
But I was watching
what racing is.
F1, I believe it was
maybe
2 weeks ago.
Maybe Houston can make it.
And I will say congratulations on the great editing team.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't speed channel.
No, and I and neither do I, obviously. But I just I'd like to see
Vettel through two Fs.
Some sort
Alonso
of way, like
a couple
talked before, to get the American driver
at the end of the race.
I don't know how you,
but you know,
I know how you go through the ranks.
Sebastian Vettel has always been a guy.
Or
you know, last couple
or
of years
the IRL.
With
but
the show,
I, how do you
we've always
get
done
to Formula One. Maybe
contest,
that's something that for another show.
I've always
can,
picked Vettel, and he always
did
well.
Steve Minnick Sr. back. Maybe he has an opinion.
But it comes
on
a point when you're watching this race,
I have no idea how.
It's fun sometimes, but sometimes it's boring. I mean, there's really not much to it, and I want to talk about that a little bit.
How do you get there?
A lot of people say.
You know, is it a short
what
track?
A great thing it is now that we brought
is
it into Houston
you know,
in the United States
there?
Last year. Well,
I don't even
I don't
know
this
if they're
last
like
season.
A minor league for F1.
But
I
think about
yeah,
it.
I know.
I mean, you know, because you've got Grand Ams.
I know we've been a couple places.
You know,
to Detroit on
F1,
the
Sprint.
The,
I mean, you've got all kinds of things you can do to get there.
Everyone
and they've even got the one, and I can't remember. I wanted to talk about this a couple weeks ago.
And that was one of the things we were talking about.
It was like a double winger. I don't know if you've seen that car.
Like
got,
I said,
two motors
I'm
and
not
a double
a
winger in the back.
Road course fan.
I can't even remember
where
IRL.
Racing
is. IRL, there's something about
I
IRL
say
that makes
it was
the
most hilarious thing.
Grand
Am,
I do like watching
not
some
for
of the
driver
on
there every once in a while.
Right.
But it looked
but
like
when you get into
so much width,
the F1
one, I mean,
caught
F1
under one
is
actually
just
flipped that guy over, and he was
I don't
literally
even know how to explain
going upside down on his wings.
It's just for probably a quarter of a mile, and I'm not kidding you when I say that. But, you know, I think
it's
we need to find somebody like
a
Tony Stewart
car,
or somebody like that that can, like you said,
right.
He can drive a tractor.
Also,
he can get in and probably
you know
figure out how to make a bicycle.
I mean,
be
I don't know where you want to go with it.
I mean,
so
wherever you
maybe
feel,
that's what
wherever you
feel
you want to go.
The problem I
you know,
have
maybe
with,
Houston did
Formula
the right thing
in
building the big complex they had. Maybe they know how to promote it.
Appreciate.
Maybe he can figure it out. I don't know.
You
we'll have to wait and see.
Well, yeah, we'll have to wait and
so
see.
You've
got you know, and see. Cars. I know there was a big crowd there, and we'll have to wait and see what happens
and if one guy
next year.
Is at the top
if
of
the big crowd returns,
you get
and that seems to be what happened
at
Indy. And I think that's part of the problem with F1.
Oh yeah, I think block.
I don't know how much they pay, you know, and I don't know how much it costs a track to bring it in. Will the crowd
we've
sustain
tried it in
the purse
tried it in
that
Detroit.
They can give to the driver?
Now we're in Austin.
So,
well,
because
they do
have
one of the biggest purses
yeah.
here.
Yeah,
absolutely.
New York City.
I, you know,
and that's not just
we do
race
that,
for
like
race, but for the whole season.
Sure.
Absolutely.
But anyway.
Yeah. Do we go to L.A.?
We'll segue on out of that.
So. All right.
Let's talk about what do we do now?
And not go anywhere.
We'll talk about the Snowball Derby here a little bit, because there is that coming up. But that's only this week.
I don't
week.
Know why the fans
what is a
in the
guy or gal
pick up on Formula
do.
One
now,
like
we're lucky
the rest of the world has.
Because we actually have one of our favorite colleges actually going to play
exact
for
same
a national
reason
championship
in
college
football.
I will say this till the
impossibly
day I die.
Basketball.
As far as nobody's going to be able to change my mind.
But
it's
people
the same
have to do that.
Took
and I
got to
tell you, I had
a friend
a long
of ours,
time
a mutual
to get
friend
back
of ours
after the split.
Actually, asked me last Saturday night or Sunday night
when you start bringing in a lot of foreign people to the United States in racing.
Asked me if I was. You know, going to NASCAR withdrawal.
Well,
I got to admit,
that.
This last Sunday,
I would disagree with that.
Well,
I can tell you this. If you're having NASCAR withdrawal, I'm going to go old school on you.
Sweet.
I can go downstairs in the basement.
Difference of opinion between a lot of
and I've got VHS tapes of a lot of the NASCAR races going back all the way to, I think, 92 when
this could be a topic for another show.
When the big Talladega wreck happened and there was no fence.
Carton
IRL. And
so
forget his first name, but Horton went over the wall
so,
and landed outside the track.
I'm just
and
trying
the
to
state troopers
you know,
walked
where is
up
Formula
to him
One
and was taking
US,
his helmet off.
What we're talking
so
about.
That's what I do.
Well, time out. Why
well,
are we just not hearing about
this?
It's a marketing. And I'm not saying that foreigners should
well,
not be allowed to drive here. But Indianapolis 500 ran after Cart left.
But you know,
those guys
I've got
most
of the big races
foreign,
that I enjoyed from probably
few years
still,
back,
I don't think
all the way
reach
back to,
I
like
can.
I said, 92 on VHS. And
I don't know,
and when I need to get my fix
the,
for
the
Dale Earnhardt, I go back and watch those
Danica's
and,
gone
and
now,
some of the other races that have occurred
know,
over the years.
But I don't think the F1 will ever go here as long
still,
as
man.
Maybe,
mean, you know, that can only take
you
so far.
You talk about team orders. I mean, the same thing goes
so
on.
Yeah, so we got some great short track races coming up, like the Snowball Derby.
Per se.
And we're going to have the event here in Fort Wayne on the 30th and 31st
at the
Coliseum.
We'll talk about him a little bit
so
later, too.
I would, just, I would tell anyone to take a look at what's going on around them. There's got to be some great short track stuff going on.
Clark, it's, oh, and there is.
Either indoors or out.
Has a hard time embracing. As soon as I win the $500 million this week,
I think
on
Powerball,
I'm going to hit everyone. You know, I'm,
that
that's my goal.
A US
once I hit
that,
all of us are going to hit every track around.
Exactly. No.
Every time we get one that they try.
We hit
five.
We hit five. Well, once I win the $500 million, I'm gonna do what everyone says. I'm gonna waste a lot of money and buy a race team.
They don't have time to develop in that car.
But I don't want a race.
That car is a
I just want to own it so I can sit on the box during
IRL. I'll tell you what, you own it.
Different car,
and
obviously,
let me
the
race
NASCAR,
it.
Nationwide, or the Truck.
I've seen you drive. I don't think so.
So how
are
do
we
you
still
get
alive?
Someone from America into the
yeah the guardrail that went through
where
your
was I going
the guardrail that went through your car missed you, by the way.
Anything
oh, wait a
like
minute.
That,
that was a little help from Bud.
And
never mind.
Mario,
different,
you know?
Different show. Different
and
show.
I think that's part of the problem.
Yes, we got all kinds of things that that go on.
Here.
Unfortunately,
well, you know,
when you're on
if
a
you want to take
state,
a look
what happened,
there really isn't
Houston
a whole lot you can
year,
do
I
when
mean,
it comes to racing unless you're watching something. The
we got snowmobile racing, though, that we can take a look at.
Yes,
and I think you guys did that last year. So.
Come, yeah, we're going to be talking to some guys about snowmobile racing or something like that, that will stick with it.
Lawnmower racing done.
I guess I don't know. We could have snowplow and lawnmower racing.
There you go.
How do you develop a driver?
Yeah, when we come back, folks, we're going to talk a little bit
in the United States.
Again, we'll talk about the snowball. Talk a little bit about
well,
some of the things
Tony
we thought surprised us. And
maybe Tony Stewart could take a tractor,
just maybe we might
put a
get
motor
Steve
in
Ryan
it
out of
and
the
drive
show,
it on anything.
Think.
I don't think
yes,
so.
I agree.
You know, there's, and there's a couple of guys like that.
Well, don't forget, you can go to RadioSpeedTalk.com and go to Facebook.com/RadioSpeedTalk. Find out all kinds of information. See some great pictures.
I don't know why F1
Mark is
here, but
I think that's the biggest thing.
Or anything
and
like
again,
that.
I'm probably going to
and KennyBar52 on Twitter.
That, but I really don't care.
Well, you all right,
folks.
That 52
yeah,
is our first segment.
I
want to
push
back, we're gonna talk
Kenny
about, okay,
Bar over that
you
top.
Know so
and,
much.
I know
why
now.
Why
does he say
anyway,
Kenny
we'll
Bar?
We'll be right back. You listen to Speed.
Because the 52 is in remembrance of his dad. I guess that's the number they ran. Yeah. I follow.
Radio
I'm
Speed
a fan.
Talk to you. And you can check us on your local affiliate. We come back, folks. We're going to talk about the snowball in our goal again. Steve Ryan out of the show. We'll be right back. Speed Talk. Welcome back to Speed Talk. Got Tom Wolf with me. Kenny Barr is on hiatus for the week. And Steve Ryan sitting in just listening, apparently.
Hey, I got a question.
I got a question.
Where is hiatus? And how do we? And
on
how,
the other side of Mexico, down
can,
by the
can
burger.
You Google that and get a Google map to there?
You might.
Okay.
You might. Hey, go to RadioSpeedTalk.com. Maybe you can find out there. You never know, right?
Yeah.
All right. Check out any interviews, anything that we've done in the past. Let us know what you think of the show, because, God, I'm afraid what you're going to say after this one. But
yeah, you know what?
We're having fun, though.
Obviously,
fun
don't
fun.
Let us know.
Well, that's what happens when you can't find racing going on, right?
And, exactly.
Also, Facebook.com/RadioSpeedTalk and
KennyBar52 on Twitter.
And Radio Speed Talk 2 will be on there.
I'm not spelling it out.
It's B-A-R-R at the end. So
yes.
There, make it all happen.
B-A-R-R 52.
And we also got an interesting, since Kenny's not here, Tom is going, in honor of Kenny, is going to do a Did You Know, which is going to be a little interesting here. So we'll see if you all be prepared for this one as it smacks you in the forehead with the great power that's coming for it to be.
It's
sorry,
my Did
we're
you
just
know.
Having a good time here, and we're having a good time. But anyway, we're going to talk about the Snowball Derby. It's the 45th annual. It happens down at Five Flag Speedway in Florida all the time. And I'm sitting here looking through the list, and it's a great list. The party actually started on Wednesday night, and you know, Sunday, obviously, with the big race coming up. But I'm sitting here looking, and one of the my favorite guys that I've ever talked to in NASCAR and actually got on the radio is Rich Bickle Jr. And the reason I say that, when we talked to him, he was down in Bearfield, which is a local track in Fort Wayne, and he was racing a big race down there, and talked to him, and it was interesting to hear his intake. And I've been trying to get a hold of him ever since to have a long interview, but he's hard to get a hold of. But you want to talk about a man that does not like NASCAR any beans, and talks about, you know, he calls it the North Carolina Mafia, and talks about the popularity. We'll talk about that some other time. But I'm sitting here looking at this since 1968. Rich Bickle is the only five-time winner of this race, which I think is quite interesting. Because you look at guys like, you know, Darrell Waltrip won it once in 76. Donnie Allison has won it. Let's see, Musgrave, if you remember him. Crawford just ran it. And you look at Wayne Anderson. But you know what? Nobody other, you know, Kyle Busch won it in 2009, and Johanna Long won it in 2010. And I was wrong. I told you off the air, Tom, it was 2011. It's 2010.
Right. Okay.
And that's how she got her boost over here. But from what I understand, she was whooping some rear end. But this is an annual thing that goes on down there. It's probably I guess you could say it's the big last race of the year, really.
Right.
Because, I mean, we're only, 34 days away from it. So, but we got a heck of, tell us some of the people that are in that entry list. I'm kind of surprised.
I guess what I'd like you to do is back up. If sure. Johanna Long won it in 2010, how old was she when she won it?
She was 17 years old when she won that thing.
Yeah, so that's pretty amazing.
Well, they have said, you know, you talk about Johanna Long. We can talk about her a little bit later on in the show when we talk about surprises, because they have actually said, and I've talked to actually, you know, drivers that have drove against her coming up to the ranks, and said that she makes most men look pretty bad.
Yeah.
And, you know, you talk about everything that's happened to her, and again, we can talk a little bit about that. And since, you know, we hang out with the team, we know the team pretty well,
right,
and we know what's going on, and what kind
of
equipment
they have.
They're
right up the road from us.
Yeah, they're just up the road over here in Warsaw. And she is coming back with them next year. And hopefully, people, if anybody out there loves to sponsor, you know, any type of racing or anything like that, you need to get on this team, because I'm telling you, she is going to kick some rear end, and she will be the first woman to win a race.
Absolutely.
And nationwide, I have no doubt. I wouldn't even be surprised she wasn't the first one, if given, you know, the proper circumstances and get some money behind her. I think she could win a championship. I really do.
Well, you know, when
at least nationwide.
When you start talking like this, this is going to ruin your chances then for you dating Danica. Like,
oh, my God, are we back to this again?
And promoting media relations. So I just,
oh, you know. I got to tell you, I've been throwing all kinds of other names this week, too. We got Amiri DeVault, who is a very beautiful up-and-coming Canadian racer coming through the ranks. Oh, yeah, there was three or four guys sending me stuff all week. Thanks to you guys, everybody's heard it. Now everybody's trying to line me up with all of these people, none of which I would really consider dating for their attitudes. But, hey, that's a whole other story. But anyways, you took a look at some of these guys, man. You got the young guns coming up here. You got Eric Jones, Chase Elliott.
Brandon McReynolds, you know.
McReynolds is coming up. Kyle Busch is going to run in it because obviously he can't win anything else this year. So he might as well do something. I mean, you know, he was down in Winchester for the big 100 Derby here last two months ago, I guess it was. He came down here, and he was out after the second lap. So, but there's a couple of interesting guys here I want to talk about.
Okay.
TBAs. You ever heard of them before?
No, I've never heard of the TBAs. I'd like to see their background. So,
yeah, it'd be interesting. But, yeah, it's always a good time. If you get a chance, go down and check it out. I believe it's even going to be on TV, because I plan on checking it out from there, because I won't be able to go, unfortunately. But I guess that's our big last hurrah coming up. And so, anyway, Steve, you ready to talk yet? You got anything to say over there?
Yeah, he's silent.
All right, well, let's talk about all the things. We could talk about Johanna Long right now if you like. We want to talk, you know, spend the rest of the show with the exception of Tom's hot do you know coming up.
Yes, it's but, good.
And you know what? I forgot to tell you. I will go back to the F1 for a moment.
Okay.
I want you folks to go to radiospeedtalk.com.
Okay.
And tell us at Speed Talk what you think of F1 and if you think it could make it or what they could do to make it. So I just want to go back to that because I forgot to mention that.
Yeah, it'd be great to hear what the fans think and as to why. I mean, we've talked that they can get a big crowd into the Speedway, obviously, when they initially go to a different city. And maybe that's what it needs to happen. Maybe we need an F1 consortium that will put it in Indy 1 year and the next year in Detroit and the next year in Austin and the next year out, you know, Los Angeles, Long Beach, you know, the old IRL road course there. You know, who knows? Maybe that's what it takes. Maybe spread it around throughout the United States instead of trying to put it at one venue.
How did we end up for a guy that tells me earlier today, well, I don't know how long I can talk about F1. And here we are, mentioning it on our third segment.
Well, you know, I like the road courses, so. Maybe we could take and throw some dirt down somewhere and run
right.
F1
and
on dirt
oil on the end
and oil and go from there.
Now, there we go. An F1 oil dirt race.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
All right. Well, now that we got way off track again, let's bring it on back. Tom, a lot of things crazy have happened this year in NASCAR.
Yep.
What, in your opinion, what do you think the craziest one was?
I think you know where I'm going to go with this.
I don't care where you're going to go. Let's have fun with it. That's what we're here for.
I don't think that you can take a look at the season and say, what was the craziest thing that happened without going, how the heck did Juan Pablo run into a jet dryer at Daytona?
Well,
I understand how it happened, but it just has never happened before. And when it was live on TV, and you see him coming through in turn, and obviously he goes out of the camera range, and you see a big flash underneath the camera, you go, did he just hit the jet dryer? And obviously he did. So
even the camera people were going, or the, not the camera, but the commentators were like, did that just happen?
Yeah.
And you know, and you did. The minute you saw him going out. But I got to tell you, I really get mad at Steve Minnick Sr. sometimes because he sets me straight on things. And for months and weeks, I was having fun joking at how horrible a driver Juan Pablo is, that you cannot see a big old jet dryer. Not only that, when you get close to it and feel that big old jet dryer blowing your car off to the side of the road.
Well, we've been along the track and on pit road when they've been drying the track, and we know how much power they put out, and even though they dampen that down. So, yeah.
Well, I know. And I'm sitting here thinking, you know, of course we watch Juan Pablo drive, and he needs to get out of NASCAR anyway, in my opinion. And that's a whole other story in another show, but I'm sitting here thinking, what kind of a moron would try to take off knowing a jet dryer, and there's three of them on the track, not just one, but three of them on the track. He decides he wants to take off to catch up with everybody under caution. Makes no sense to me whatsoever. And then Mr. Minnick has to give me, you know, the old cliff, the arm broke. There was nothing he could do.
Yeah. Yeah, and obviously no one's going to just lose it where he was at on the track and spin into a jet dryer. But, I mean, as far as bizarre moments, and that's what we started this out with, that was certainly bizarre.
Well, and here's the sad part, because to this day, I am still trying to get Roger from Michigan International Speedway and Joey Chitwood from
Daytona
Speedway. Trying to get one of them guys to tell me who's paying for it. Neither one of them will.
Right.
But they have both said it's coming back to their track and going in the museum.
Right.
And Roger says, I don't care what anybody says. It's my track. It's coming back to where I'm going.
And what we need to do is get the guy that drove the truck that was towing it was from Michigan International Speedway. So we need to get him on the show and go, the heck were you thinking when this happened? Because he had to crawl out the other side of the truck.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just...
So we'll have to track our friends down at MIS and get Roger.
We actually tried to get him.
Let us have a crack at it.
Last August, and things just didn't work out. So yeah, I agree. We got to try and get him on. But it was definitely a crazy, crazy year. And when we come back, we're going to hear Tom's Did You Know? And he's going to take Kenny Barr 52's place on Twitter. And don't forget, you can go to RadioSpeedTalk.com. Check us out on anything, and I still don't, well, here we are, 45 minutes of the show, we still haven't heard nothing from Steve Ryan. What is the point? You know, what if somebody comes up and tries to attack us, and he's our security, he's not going to say nothing to him, he's just going to watch.
No, he's like a ninja. He's security. You don't want to mess with this guy.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we know he's good at detecting police radar. We noticed that.
Yeah.
But anyway, when we come back, we're going to talk some more about some crazy things that happened this year. Hopefully we'll get Steve on the air. Maybe not. Who cares? We're listening to Speed Talk. We'll be back in just a few minutes for some more Zine.
Over the course of history, there have been many great revolutions. The French Revolution, the American Revolution, the Cuban Revolution, and now in 2012, there's a brand new revolution for the fan. The Fan Revolution, IndyProSports.com. That's IndyProSports.com. Indy Pro Sports is for the serious Indiana fan who roots for the Colts, the Pacers, the Indians, and so much more. Make sure you check out IndyProSports.com. Be a part of the revolution on Twitter, Pro Indy, and on Facebook, Indy Pro Sports.
Talk show for NASCAR.
Yeah, now that's what I'm talking about.
The Balance Online.
Welcome back to Speed Talk. Woo! The craziest just keep on coming. All right. Tom with me, Steve Ryan, our ninja security guy now, I guess, apparently.
Ninja.
We got...
Tell me, he's fast.
Tiny and Laura over on the boards. I'm Cliff Tanner, RadioSpeedTalk.com. Check out everything you want to check out there. Let us know about our new security ninja. See if you'd like to meet him sometime. Maybe we'll arrange a contest with that. Facebook.com/RadioSpeedTalk.
Kenny Barr 52 on Twitter. I'm not going to spell it out. I spelled out, if you want to know how to spell it, go back to the beginning of the show, and I spelled it out once. I ain't doing it again.
Yeah, it's Kenny, KENNYBARR 52. There you go.
Well, then now they don't have to go back to the beginning of the show, and you just ruined the whole damn thing.
Would you want to after listening to this?
No, I wouldn't. Just kidding. All right, let's go.
All right, but anyway, we're talking about NASCAR, and Kenny's not here. He's doing couple other things. He'll be back next week as we do the year in review, I guess, so to speak. And we have decided to knock our, or not knock, but what's the word I want to use? Anoint our Tom Wolfe for this week's Did You Know?
Did You Know? So what would happen if you're sitting on the pit box in front of all those electronics and everything goes blank? What would you do?
I'd be screaming, Annie M, it's a twister, it's a twister. Well, running.
Let me just throw this at you, and it could relate or could not. When NASA first started sending astronauts into space, they realized that the ballpoint pen would not work at zero gravity. A million-dollar investment and 2 years of tests resulted in a pen that could write in space, upside down, on almost any surface, and at temperatures ranging from below freezing to over 300 degrees Celsius. When confronted with the same problem, the Russians simply used a pencil.
A pencil. They couldn't do that in NASCAR. They'd be running from the twister.
No, you'd have to have some, you'd have to have some charts and go back to doing things by hand.
By hand, yeah. That is interesting. Wow. See, I never knew that, and leave it to a dang Russian to come up with something. So, oh, never mind. That was back in the what, 40s?
I would think the 60s, but, you know, wherever you're living, Cliff, that's fine.
So, Mr. Security Ninja, can you at least say hello to everybody out there regularly?
Hey, how you doing?
Did you turn the mic on?
Yes, I did.
Oh, all right, just checking. All right, there you go. You heard him, ladies and gentlemen. That's our new Security Ninja. All right, we were talking about Juan Pablo and the craziness that we call NASCAR going on this week. And, you know, that was the longest race in history. And it's kind of funny because it also started another issue, which, you know, started with the fire. We almost had a fire, by the way, another NASCAR fire. By the way, I don't know if you know that. In the Nationwide series at Homestead, we almost had another car hit another jet dryer. So, but we started it with the fire. We end it, you know, in I should say a fire in Twitter that you so adamantly don't want. But and we end it with a controversy on Twitter.
I don't know what the controversy is because I don't have Twitter. So why don't
you? Well, sure you do. Everybody in the world knows what he did. You know, I mean, Brad Keselowski took a picture of the fire sitting in his car, and he took a picture of the last fiasco. Well, I guess it wasn't the last race. It was the second to last race. And he gets fined, what was it, $20,000 or
$50,000? $25,000.
$25,000 for doing that. So I thought that was kind of odd. But
well, Kenny brought us up to date on that, and I think it's a valid point that, you know,
well, NASCAR
we have not seen the ECM units in NASCAR till this year, which is the electronic control module that controls everything. And I am not going to start a conspiracy in that, but he's got a valid point. They've had that in the IRL forever now, it seems. And Roger Penske has run how many races in IRL? So if anyone could manipulate that better than anyone, it's got to be Roger. And if there is a way to do it from your phone, they could probably do that. So I see what NASCAR said. They liked the twitting at Daytona, but then once they took a look at it and said, maybe this guy can control what's happening with fuel mileage from inside his car with a phone and an app, got to go from there.
Well, you know, and I agree with that. My problem is, just like most fiascos that NASCAR likes to create, and, you know, the North Carolina Mafia, as Rich Bickle Jr. likes to call them, is why do you wait to come up with a rule and find the guy and then come up with a rule? That makes no sense to me. Because that was not made a rule that could not happen prior to that. And then all of a sudden, Brad Keselowski, but, you know, I mean, let's face it, did he really get fined for that, or was it his F-word tirade at the end of the race?
Well, that's the interesting debate, right? So Junior got fined for using the F-word once, and he obviously used it a lot of times in the media center. I mean, think of it what you may. I don't know.
But not only did Junior lose money, he lost 25 points.
Right.
And that pretty much killed him because, I mean, not that he would have won the championship anyway, but he was definitely in the front run, and he just went down from that. So I guess my biggest thing about the whole NASCAR season is obviously got Juan Pablo doing crazy things. And I got to bring up, I'm still ticked off about the way the whole fight was handled with the wreck between Jeff Gordon and Clint Boyer in the cruise. I'm still can't put my head around or my hand around my old throat to choke myself. I don't get it. How can you not suspend that guy for doing what he did? Jeff Gordon needed to be suspended. I'm sorry. I know he's his champion. I know he's a class guy. I know he's all that. I don't believe it. If you take out a guy like that, because I know you can say, well, Kyle Busch is an ass, and he's this, and he's that, and he's a mean guy, and blah, 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 and he deserved it, and he cool his attitude off. But he did it under caution. Jeff Gordon did it under full-blown running down the straightaway, going in the corner. I mean, that to me, that's more dangerous than what was happening. And because of who he is, he only got a $100,000 fine or whatever the heck it was and 25 points, and he gets on probation for the rest of the year, which is a race in two laps.
Well, I guess the big issue here is release the rule book to everyone so we know what the rules are. And NASCAR still does not do that. That rule book gets handed out to the teams, the owners, the drivers, and that's it. And
they don't have to.
And you've got that all-inclusive rule of, and I was trying to find it here and I can't find the number, but the all-inclusive rule of actions detrimental to stock car racing or NASCAR, which could be anything.
Exactly, whatever they determine.
Yeah.
So they're becoming socialist communism.
I wouldn't go that far, Cliff, but I mean,
I'm just kidding, guy. I just like to get people riled when you talk this.
I just think they need to release their rule book to everyone, so the rules are out there.
It needs to be consistent,
and it needs to be consistently enforced. Is what you're asking or saying?
That's what I mean. When I say consistent, it needs
to
be consistent.
So it should not matter whether you're a four-time champ or a no-time champ. If you do something like that, and we talked about it last week, I don't think that using your car as a weapon on a track during the race is something that should be done. And I think that we deserve better from a four-time champion on that.
Well, and I got to tell you, you brought that up. To me, a four-time champion should be punished more than a non-champion.
Because he should know better.
He should know better. And Steve, I know I told you I was going to ask you a question here. What do you think of that whole situation? Do you think Jeff Gordon got what he justified, or you think he should have got worse?
No, I think he should have been at least suspended at least one race. I know if I were in Clinton Boyer's shoes, I'd definitely be coming for someone's head. If not in his trailer, maybe the NASCAR trailer, saying I'd have a few words. I want blood.
He tried.
I would.
But he got stopped.
Well, I'd make it well known I want blood.
But he's not the security ninja like you are, so he couldn't sneak up there and get it done.
Well, it wouldn't be so swift and silent if I could do it, but like I just have to say, I thought I did the right thing. You got to stand up for yourself, especially in that situation. I mean, he's going for the championship. Granted, he has an outside chance of getting it, but there's still that outside chance.
And I agree. I mean, he did have that outside chance. And look, I mean, if he wouldn't have been where he's at, how close, how much closer could he have gotten to Keselowski with Johnson going out the way he did? So, obviously, not much because...
Look at the way the last race ended. It was kind of, as long as Keselowski didn't, tank it, it was his to lose.
Yeah, but
if Keselowski could have finished the race and made it a little tighter, it might have been a little bit more interesting. You never know, though.
Well, now we can't get the ninja to be quiet, so we can say that.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding, man. I don't know, man. I was kind of disappointed. I want to see some blood coming back out. And we may not ever see nothing come out.
Oh, I think you'll see it, but it'll be subtle. It'll be delivered subtly.
It'll be after Daytona.
But like they said, it will be one of those, do you cut this guy some slack? And it'll be no. So we still never got a chance to talk about it at the last race. I just, or not the last race, but with Boyer, the guy comes into pit road and goes, "Where's my crew at?"
How do you think that
they're all fighting in the garage area? And that's when he got out of the car. So you got to like a guy though that gets out of his car and goes, "I'm going back with him. I'm going to be part of it.
He should be.
Yeah.
He should have been on top of that. I mean, I would have been out.
Yeah.
That's got to be...
A lot of crazy things this season is where
that's
we're at.
That's got to be the eeriest feeling for a guy, really, if you think about it. When you're coming in thinking, all right, he got me a little damaged. I'm going to get, you know, we'll get the last couple laps. They'll get me all fixed up. Guys.
Yeah. Where are you?
Clint, we're over here fighting with Jeff Gordon and his crew. You want to come on over?
The only thing that could have topped that would be to have a jet blower catch on fire right in front of him in the pits.
Yeah, he could have.
Wow. Now, Juan Pablo wasn't there. So
all right, real quick, and it's got to be real fast.
All right.
Your biggest surprise?
The way Keselowski matured and handled the entire racing season and didn't let Jimmy Johnson get in his head in the chase and just took it to the end.
So much for real quick. How about you, Ninja?
I have to agree with Tom on that one. Keselowski really stepped it up, told Jimmy to basically shove it somewhere and ran away with it.
My biggest thing, surprise, was Carl Edwards is how bad he did. That Tony Stewart the year before got so much in his head, it screwed him. RadioSpeedTalk.com. Catch everything on there. And again, at Kenny Barr 52, Radio Speed Talk 2 on Twitter, Facebook.com/RadioSpeedTalk. Thanks to the Steve Ninja over here and Tiny Tom Wolf. Kenny Barr will be back next week. We'll be back. Have a great week. You're listening to Speed Talk. We're gone.